plagued a potential nugget.
And just talking about, let's say, generational transition, one of the things I'm curious about is, especially when we take Anuaga, your mom, and you, what are the lessons to be learned from ensuring that this happens well in a context where you're also operating in a company which is professionally run? Talk to us a little bit about what's been your journey and what have been the lessons from the journey in getting the transition right.
Okay, so let me start in terms of saying that the way I joined the company was as an engineer trainee. And I think that helped me. Having said that, if I had to do it differently for my children, I would say it's nice to be able to have had a little experience in another organization before you join your own family business. But the way it turned out, I joined as a trainee. And so, and then sort of worked my way for 2 years in India. Then my parents felt it would be a good idea to send us to the UK and try and turn around a business that was not doing well. And that would be really throwing us into the deep end and helping us to succeed. So we went through that.
When you say we, it's you and your
Me and my husband. Me and my husband, yeah.
Sure.
Firoz had also joined Thermax before we went to the UK. And again, working in an environment which is entirely new, figuring out which products sell in that market. I mean, it was a very, managing a company that had no negative cash flows, literally scrounging, weren't able to fly, had to drive to Germany to paint our boilers ourselves. I mean, it was a very, very difficult 4 years. But I thought it was one of the best experiences of our lives, both personally and professionally. And then, of course, coming back, unfortunately, when my father passed away. And then I was put onto the board of the company. So circumstances made me get onto the board. And then, of course, a year later, my brother passed away. And then I was looking after certain businesses. I also got into finance because I said I must learn how to do finance. So I think the whole journey has been to try and see how to expose us to different parts of the organization. But I think you're never ever prepared for when a transition actually happens. So my mother decided at the age of 62 that she wanted to retire. Now, my mom is a very impulsive person in that she tells the whole world that she's going to do something so that it's a commitment that she can't go back on. It's a way for her to keep to her commitment. So I heard about her retirement
through public sources,
which I wasn't very happy about. And of course, the board then wanted me to be take over as chairperson. And I had many, many doubts, Deepak, to be honest, at that time. I wasn't quite prepared. I honestly thought my mom would stay on till a typical age of 70 or whatever, you know. And we've had such a good equation that I felt fine. I mean, it's not like she's holding on to a particular position or anything like that. She's always given us a lot of leeway. But so I wasn't ready for it. I didn't particularly want to take on the chairperson. I was a little nervous of how I'm going to perform vis-a-vis my mom and dad, who had reached certain heights in whatever they had done. And that's when I decided I'd go to Vipassana. And it is, I find that the just being with myself, just being in my own thoughts for 10 days without talking, without writing, reading, really helped me to think through. And then when I came back, I agreed to take on this role. And in terms of, and mom then stepped back. So was there a hand holding to see me through? Not really. My mom did it more to help me because she didn't want me to feel that she's decided to retire and yet she's pulling the strings. So in some ways, it was a total pullback.
She was too true to the statement. Yeah.
Totally true. And she said, I'm there for when you need me.
Fair enough.
And also remember that mom had taken over. I mean, she was head of HR. So correct. She had taken over under circumstances when my dad passed away.
Right.
So it's not like my mom had built the business and things like that. It was my father and my grandfather who had done that. So, but the wisdom that I got and that I've always continued to get from mom has been tremendous throughout. It's not been in terms so much on strategy.
Sure.
Not the typical business-related stuff. But I think the wisdom on life, on relationships, on people, that has been just tremendous.
Three things struck me here. First is the point that Meher makes about her mother Anu Aga making a public commitment about retiring. When I work with leaders, I find that there's tremendous power in public commitment, especially when you're trying to drive a certain change in behavior. Getting others to hold us accountable to our statements is quite a powerful way of keeping ourselves honest as we go through the change. Second is the notion of handing over the reins completely when you transition out of a role. I've seen that in several instances, when leaders bring in others to take in the positions, they end up babysitting the new incumbent too much, and often this is with the right intent, but very quickly if they don't pull back completely, it ends up being a disservice to the new person coming into the role. And sometimes the bigger value add is to provide the overall wisdom about how to think about situations rather than the specifics of the business. In one of the recent transitions I was involved with, the hiring leader spent significant time with the incoming leader on the culture of the company and how decisions were made in the company. The incoming leader later told me that this was a lot more value to him than the induction, which involved him coming up to speed on the various nuts and bolts of the business. Third is a notion of being clear about the why you want to do something. Meher talks about doing Vipassana and coming back to taking on the chairmanship role. One of my earlier guests, Viren Raskina, the head of Olympic Gold Quest, spoke about this in greater detail when I asked him about what made athletes resilient. He alluded to the fact that the ones that were exceptionally resilient were clear about the why, and to use his words, that gave them the motivation to go through a brick wall every single day. You could look up Nugget 8.07 if that's of interest to you. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.